Hey, what's going on? Aaron Chen here. Welcome to episode 227 of the Freedom Audio Show. I hope you are doing well. It's been a little while since I've recorded an episode. I realized that my last episode was called How to Survive a Recession, and then I kind of disappeared. And so if you're wondering where I've been and whether I've survived the recession or, you know, the economy that's going on, I very much have. I'm still very much here and alive. I've just been very, very busy focusing on other projects besides affiliate marketing and sort of diversifying my portfolio and investments. Everything's still going well. We're still, you know, very heavy into Invincible Marketer and the affiliate marketing side, but we are looking at adding on to that portfolio, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about today. But I do apologize for taking a little bit of a hiatus. You know, it does take time for me to record these podcast episodes, even though I was doing it about once a week, but my goal is to get back on and release a video hopefully at the start of every single week, so that, you know, if you guys enjoy listening to audio, then you'll definitely get the benefit of you know, these episodes. So what have I been up to the last, well, since July last year? That's been about roughly about 7-8 months. I've been doing a lot of traveling, to be honest. You know, COVID has kind of calmed down a little bit. And, you know, for those of you who don't know, this is the first time you're listening to my show, I am an avid traveler. I love to travel. That's one of the reasons why I started internet marketing in the first place, to give me the freedom to be able to do that. So usually I take 5 to 10 vacations a year. Usually they're pretty big vacations, to be honest. And, you know, I'll stay in different parts of the world for long periods of time. COVID, unfortunately, you know, shut everything down. So I did a little bit of revenge traveling last year, 2022, just like a lot of people did. So I've been to a lot of places. I just got back from, you know, 10 days of snowboarding in Japan, in Niseko and Rusutsu. If you guys have never been there, it's got the best snow in the world. You know, ranked probably top 3 in the world. Snowy, powdery, just, you know, meters and meters, you know, I don't know how many feet of snow that is for those of you in the US, but it's just a ton of snow. It just snows every day. It basically snows like 22 hours a day. You know, it only breaks for a couple of hours a day. It's just truly amazing. Where else did I go? I was in Turkey. I was in Ishkul snowboarding mid last year as well. I got my sleeve, my tattoo done in Denmark, in Copenhagen. I went with my mom in about, I think it was July, August time. Did a bit of diving here and there around the islands in Malaysia. Went to Singapore twice. Yeah, I've done a lot of travel, to be honest. So it's been a good year. But in the meantime, oh yes, and I was also in Bali for 3 weeks. So I was learning to surf in Bali in December for 3 weeks. That was a fun trip. I was there with my sis. But I've been working on the business the whole time. And so now I've decided, yeah, it's good. You know, I think it's good to get back into podcasting and giving you guys a little bit of value through audio, because I know people love listening, you know, to valuable content, especially if they're on the way to the office or they're in the gym. So let me talk a little bit about, you know, diversification and why it's important, right? So I would say over the last 12 months, I've been doing a lot of video content about different ways to make money on the internet, right? My foundation is still affiliate marketing, and it will always be affiliate marketing, because if you've seen any of my recent videos, there was one video where I compared all the different big business models online. So things like dropshipping, things like Amazon FBA, things like starting a digital agency, things like doing SEO lead gen, things like affiliate marketing, and things like YouTube automation. And out of all the business models, affiliate marketing still ranked the best in terms of automation, in terms of profit, in terms of difficulty, level of difficulty, you know, being actually very easy compared to things like dropshipping and Amazon FBA and starting a digital agency. And in terms of, you know, moving parts as well, you know, the more moving parts a business has, the more difficult it is for you to be successful at it, right? And so affiliate marketing ranked very high, and which is why I continue to proliferate that message, because I still think that it's the best business model in the marketplace. Okay, so we're still doing that on the side. We're still helping thousands of people all over the world to build affiliate marketing businesses, to sell other people's digital, mainly digital training products. And how do you profit from that, right? Remember, again, you don't have to quit your full-time job to start affiliate marketing. You can do it for 1 to 2 hours every day on the side, and eventually you're going to start making sales. You're going to be able to build an income of, you know, between $5,000 to $10,000, maybe more, and then you can decide whether or not you want to quit your full-time job and focus on it full-time. That's what a lot of our students do, right? If you don't know that we have a program called Invincible Marketer, you can just check it out at www.theinvinciblemarketer.com. And you can check out our course if you'd like. And it's a, you know, 30 plus hour program that teaches people how to build an affiliate marketing business step by step, literally over the shoulder. You'll see me on my whiteboard, you'll see me on my computer screen detailing step by step how to build all these things out. And the important thing about business online is you need to learn to do it yourself. Okay, you need to learn to become a practitioner of the craft instead of outsourcing everything to people when you don't really know how to do it. There are a lot of problems with doing that. You need to learn how to do it first so you know what's going right and what's going wrong before you outsource anything. Okay, so this program is going to teach you how to do it step by step, how to build out the websites, how to build out the sales funnel, the selling process, how to get leads, traffic, eyeballs, how to pick the right products, how to convert, how to create bonuses, how to just be a great overall practitioner of affiliate marketing, okay? So that's what we've been doing. And in the meantime, I've been exploring lots of other ways to make money online, and I've been beefing up my portfolio, right? Because again, you never want to keep all your eggs in one basket. And even though I think that affiliate marketing is the bee's knees, is the best thing since sliced bread, as a business owner, it's also smart to look at other things and diversify your portfolio, right? So what have I been looking at over the last 7 to 8 months? Well, you know, because part of what I do is a lot of research, okay, into different business models, and I've owned my own dropshipping business, so I know, you know, intimately how dropshipping works. I know the pros and the cons of it. I think it's one of the worst online business models, to be honest, but that doesn't mean that you can't become a millionaire running a dropshipping business. It's just a lot more difficult and the profit margins are a lot smaller, but it's still very possible, okay? But out of those six business models that I mentioned earlier, which is what I cover in this video, and you can check it out on YouTube if you want, is there is one other business model that comes very, very close to affiliate marketing, okay? And that's YouTube automation. Now, if you don't know what YouTube automation is, it's basically when you create faceless YouTube videos, right? So it's still very much in, you know, my space. I like to do a lot of YouTube videos. I've been doing it successfully since 2016 and, you know, continue to do so. But there's something called YouTube automation where you don't necessarily have to show your face, and the revenue generating model is completely different to what I teach inside of my YouTube programs, okay? So YouTube automation is basically when there is a creator or an entrepreneur, a business owner behind those videos. Obviously, there has to be a mastermind, right? Behind those videos. And you create these videos, but you don't show your face. There's no personality behind the video. It's all about just creating trendy, interesting, buzzy content that people will watch, okay, that they're interested in. And the way that you make your money is basically off the ad revenue that YouTube pays you for putting ads on your video, all right? So this particular strategy is very much about understanding what people like to watch, how do you create that content to put it in front of those people, and how do you get the maximum amount of views so that YouTube will want to play lots of ads on your video. Okay, now this business model is very, very cool because of so many factors. Number one, you don't have to worry about generating sales, okay? Number two, you don't have to worry about generating leads. And as we know, you know, lead strategies always change in the marketplace. You know, one day it's Facebook, then it's TikTok, then it's Instagram, then it's Snapchat, you know, then it's SEO, then it's article writing, then it's Bing search. You get the idea, right? There's so many different ways and tactics always change. Websites come and go. So the great thing about YouTube is that it's been around for, it's probably one of the oldest social media platforms in the world next to Facebook. It's been around for a very, very long time, and there is no second place. Think about it. Some people think that TikTok is the next YouTube. It's not. It's not at all. TikTok is a short form content platform, all right? YouTube is a short and long form video encyclopedia. There is no number two if you actually think about it, right? Nobody even comes close to YouTube. they are a beast when it comes to video. People still spend an insane amount of time on YouTube, not only for entertainment, but for education as well. That's why it's such an amazing platform, okay? Now, if you can find a way to make content and videos, and you can hire teams to do this, by the way, and it's not that expensive. And that's the whole thing about YouTube automation, is that when you learn how to do it, it's not that expensive to hire teams to build this content for you. You just have to understand how to do it. And you create trendy content, people watch it, you get, you know, thousands of views, and YouTube pays you ad revenue, right? So coming back to my point earlier, there's no need to get customers. You don't have to generate any traffic or leads. There's so much automation when you understand how to do it properly, right? You get paid ad revenue directly from YouTube, okay? And you know, in terms of difficulty, it's not that difficult compared to dropshipping an Amazon FBA or a digital agency. All you really have to do is learn how to do the strategy and make the videos. It's actually very, very simple. And then your cost is really just creating the content and uploading it onto YouTube. That's it. It's a very, very simple business model. And you can make a ton of money from it. You know, I know people in the industry that are making 10, 20, 30,000 US dollars per month per channel that they own. That is a lot of money, right? Imagine if you own just one channel. How could that change your life? Now, the only problem with YouTube automation, and I'm gonna give you the pros and cons, right? Because for those of you who know me, you know, I'm a straight shooter, very transparent. The only problem and downside with YouTube automation is that it takes a long time, right? Because you are ranking video on YouTube, it's kind of like doing search engine optimization on Google. It's going to take you a little bit of time to rank those videos, for people to find them, for you to generate those views, and for you to start generating that ad revenue, right? So realistically, you're looking at 6 to 12 months minimum for the YouTube automation strategy. But as you all know, I'm all about the long term. I'm not about the short term, right? If we're going to be building businesses, you should be looking for the long term. Why build a short term business? Why build a business that's only going to last you a couple of months, and then you have to jump to the next opportunity, and then jump to the next opportunity, and then jump to the next opportunity, which we all know there are a lot of opportunity peddlers and pushers on the internet. That's not the kind of business you want to build. You want to build a solid foundation, become a practitioner in whatever you decide to go after, whether it's affiliate marketing or YouTube automation or digital agency, whatever you want, right? But learn the skill set, become a practitioner, okay? And then grow it over the long term so that it can be here for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You can pass this business on to your children and your children's children. That's the kind of business that you want to build, right? So what is 6 to 12 months? You know, on the grand scheme of things, it's nothing. It's like a drop in the ocean compared to the rest of your life. Does that make sense, right? So even if it took you 12 months to build a channel that's going to pay you 10,000, you know, then by 12 months, it should, if you're doing it right, it should be paying you 10,000 US dollars in revenue, ad revenue, every single month, not a year, by the way, every month, okay? That's a $120,000 business right there. That's one channel. What happens when you start having 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 channels? This is a highly scalable business model. And when you understand how to do it right, it's actually very affordable to build. So that's what I've been doing for the last 7 to 8 months. I've been researching and I've been building YouTube automation channels, right? And so this is something that I'm adding on to my portfolio, and I'm just doing it in the background. You know, I'm not teaching it. I'm not doing anything like that. It's just something that I want to become a practitioner at and build lots of these income generating assets over time. That's it. You know, and it's just, and it doesn't take me that much time. You know, I literally spend, now that I've learned the strategy, I spend 15 minutes a day on my YouTube channels for this specific YouTube automation strategy, and it's brilliant, right? And a lot of people don't know about this strategy. That's the interesting thing, you know, and it's still very, very unsaturated, because there's just so much content on YouTube. There's so many niches that you can go into. It's just, there's just no way that it will ever get saturated. The only way that this strategy will ever fail is if for some reason YouTube goes down, or they get such big competition that they lose market share in the video search market, which is highly unlikely, because there's nobody that's building anything like YouTube, because they know that it's just, to take on YouTube directly is just too difficult, right? They've got too much of a foothold in the market. So that's why YouTube will stay around, hopefully, for a very, very long time. But I've done my risk analysis, and I think that this is a great strategy. So that's kind of what I've been up to, and that's kind of how I've been diversifying my portfolio. You know, that and looking at different investments, you know, re-looking at cryptocurrency, things like that. Still not dead, by the way, still very, very much there. Just have to tweak a couple of things and just understand how the markets flow. But again, if you're somebody who is, you know, investing money that you don't have and you're terrified and you've seen the way that the crypto markets have gone, then, you know, maybe you need to educate yourself a little bit more on how to invest, because again, investing is long term, right? It's 5, 10, 15, 20 years versus a couple of months. That's not how you should invest. If you invested your life savings into crypto hoping that you'll become a millionaire in 1 month, then that's the wrong mentality to go into when investing. I hope that makes sense, okay? So that's kind of where I've been. That's what I've been up to. I hope you got some value from this episode today. It's really about understanding about how to diversify your portfolio, right? So first of all, get into one skill set first, okay? So if you haven't done anything yet, the action step for you is to get into something online. You have to. With the way that the world is going, with the wars that are going on, with the economies, the overprinting of the US dollar, stuff going on in China. I mean, there's just so much weird stuff going on in the world right now. The only way to really safeguard yourself is to, first of all, not quit your full-time job, but build a side income online. It's time to do it, right? If you haven't done it, take action. We can help you to do that. Head over to theinvinciblemarketer.com and we'll show you how to do that step by step if you want, all right? And then hone your skill set in one of the online skills and just master that, excuse me, to the T, so that you can start to create a side income and protect yourself. Then turn that into a full-time income, right? Quit your job. And after you quit your job, diversify your online assets so that you can build more assets that bring you in income every single month. Whether you work or whether you sleep or whether you're sick or whether you're traveling, it doesn't matter. That's how you build your wealth. Then you take your wealth and you invest it in different things like ETFs, in cryptocurrency, in properties, right? In REITs, whatever you want. There's so many different ways to grow your income. And once you get to a, you know, certain level, you can work with a private banker who will give you opportunities to stuff that normal everyday people don't have opportunities to grow your money even more, right? That's how the rich get richer. But it starts with learning a good online skill set and taking action on it. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this episode. See you in the next one. All the best to you. Hope you have a great week and speak to you soon.